Although the implementation of the bulk of planned HIV and AIDS interventions was disrupted by COVID-19, this did not affect government's focus on the HIV pandemic. Even though Zimbabwe remained saddled by a heavy burden of HIV and AIDS, I'm glad to note that we have made commendable progress as a nation in reversing the course of the AIDS pandemic.
Lanxa inhlelo zethu zaphanjaniswa ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ukuzimisela kukahulumende ekulwiseni umkhuhlane wengculazi akuzange kuphazamiseke. Ngiyajabula ukulazisa ukuthi njengelizwe kuningi esesikufezile kumizamo yokuqeda umkhuhlane we-AIDS, okufana lokwenqabela ukuthelelwana kwalo mkhuhlane kanye lokutholisa labo abalawo amaphilisi. Silandela uhlelo lwe 90-90-90 by 2020. Phansi kwalolu hlelo, i-90% yabantu abalegciwane le-HIV kumele babe sebekwazi isimo sabo ngo-2020. I-90% yabalo mkhuhlane lo njalo kumele ibe ithola ukwelatshwa ngo-2020. I-90% njalo yabalo mkhuhlane lo kumele ibe isiyehlise igciwane lingasabonakali emzimbeni ngo-2020.
Fellow Zimbabweans, I'm glad that our country is now closer than ever to the goal of ending AIDS pandemic by 2030.
Bakithi, ngiyajabula ukuthi ilizwe lethu seliseduzane lokugcwalisa uhlelo lwe 90-90-90 lolo ngenjongo yokuqeda umkhuhlane we-AIDS ngo-2030.
On the first 90, 86.8% of people living with HIV now know their HIV status. I'm also happy to inform you that 97% of people living with HIV are now on lifelong antiretroviral therapy.
Uphenyo esisandukulwenza luveza ukuthi isilinganiso se-86.8% sabantu abale-HIV sebesazi isimo sabo. Abanatha ama-ARVs bona bangu-97%, njalo phakathi kwabo abangu-90.3% sebenelise ukwehlisa igciwane le-HIV emzimbeni yabo.
HIV prevention is a very critical pillar of these targets.